Foreign Service Institute, Reading Lao, a Programmed Introduction. Tape 77, Frame 636. Lao has many loanwords from Sanskrit and Pali. Both of these languages have very complex systems of consonant clusters, an initial, medial, and final position in the sentence. In spoken Lao, almost all initial clusters and all final clusters have been eliminated, so that in Lao there are no final clusters and only 8 possible final phonemes or sound classes. And these final phonemes are usually represented by just 8 graphemes. They are number 1,
go, do, bo.
Number 2,
ngo, nyo, no, mo, vo.
Frame 637. In some periodicals, particularly those of certain scholars, and in older documents, one may find other graphs used to represent certain final phonemes. Here are some examples. Number 1, instead of final
bo,
one may find final
po
or
bo.
Number 2, instead of final
do,
one may find final
jo, to, 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 so, so.
Number 3, instead of final
go,
one may find final
ko, ko.
Number 4, instead of final
no,
one may find final
ro, lo.
Frame 638. Here are some words that occur with special spellings. The normal spelling is given first in the pair and the special spelling in the second. Read the two pairs in series. Number 1.
Gan, gan.
Number 2.
Come in, come in.
As you see,
doro
sometimes replaces
dono
in final position. Now read these words. Number 3.
San.
Number 4.
Nong Han.
Number 5. Before you read this word, cross out the second
Sara A
after
Do So.
Now read it.
Satsada Chan.
Now look at B1 and listen as it is read.
Rattaban, Rattaban.
Now read number 2.
Mungkun.
Number 3.
Maktan.
Number 4.
Kammun.
Number 5. From these examples, you would assume that when you find
to ro
and
to lo
in final position in the syllable, they would be read as
to no.
However, we must add to this the proviso that this is only true if
to lo
and
to ro
aren't in the middle syllable in a polysyllabic word. Look at these polysyllabic words and listen to the pronunciation of
to ro
and
to lo.
C1.
Chanranya.
C2.
Kanlanya.
Frame 639. Read these pairs in sequence. Number one.
Krungtape. Krungtape.
Number two.
Metap. Metap.
Number three.
Oppanyop.
Number four.
Ekapap.
Number five.
Laksap.
What letter occurs where
Tobo
normally occurs? The answer is
Topo.
Frame 640. In syllable and word final position,
Toko
and
Toko
are read like
Toko.
Now read these words. Number one.
Nak.
Number two.
Pak Asi.
Number three.
Sila Lek.
Number four.
Pamuk.
Frame 641A. Final.
To. To. Ta
are read like final
da.
Now read these words. Number one.
Sat.
Number two.
Bot kwam.
Number three.
Rot jip.
Number four.
Pasat.
Number five.
Neramit.
Number six.
Sanskrit.
Number seven.
Anakit.
Number eight.
Bandit.
Number nine.
Sanket.
Number ten.
Papet.
641B. In the examples that follow,
Toso
and
Toso
will be read like
Todo
in word or syllable final position. Read these words. Number one.
Pathet.
Number two.
Nakprat.
Number three.
Fangtet.
Number four.
Orot.
Number five.
Junla Sakrat.
Number six.
Frangset.
Number seven.
Toranyot.
Number eight.
Maha Uparat.
Number nine.
Viset.
Frame 642. Look at these words and listen as they are read. Number one.
Thai.
The final letter
Tonyo
has no effect on the pronunciation of this word. Now listen to number two and number three.
Pratai Siasai Maikan
plus
Tonyo
has the same pronunciation as
Sarai.
Frame 643. In some cases, the final consonant, in a borrowing from Sanskrit or Pali, has a mark above it called
Maikantakat,
which indicates it is not to be pronounced. Look at example one and listen to the pronunciation.
JD.
You see the symbol above the
Tonyo
that indicates that it is not to be pronounced, just as if it were written as in 1B, which is normally the way it is written. In this case, the consonant that is not to be pronounced is preceded by a vowel. In some cases, it is preceded by another consonant. Look at example number two and listen as it is read.
Pim.
Here the final consonant,
po,
is preceded by
domo.
As a reader, you need only to keep in mind that consonants with the symbol
maikantakat
are not to be pronounced. Frame 644. Read these words. Number one.
Ratsasi.
Number two.
Kampi.
Number three.
Gorani.
Number four.
Sappada.
Number five.
Sauvani.
Number six.
Tatsani.
Number seven.
Diarati.
Frame 645. These words all have two consonants written at the end. Only the next to the last syllable is to be pronounced, since the last one has the symbol
Maikantakat
above it. Read these words. Number one.
Manut.
Number two.
Gan.
Number three.
Nimit.
Number four.
Pratham.
Number five.
Sung.
Number six.
Panyod.
Number seven.
Panyang.
Number eight.
Praputta ong.
All of these words could be, and in fact usually are, written without the final consonant shown here. The final unpronounced consonant represents an additional syllable in Sanskrit or Pali. You are urged not to try to write in this fashion, that you can only do it successfully if A, you have memorized all the spellings, or B, you are thoroughly familiar with Sanskrit and Pali. Frame 646. In some cases, there are two written but unpronounced consonants at the end of a Lao word. In such cases, the
Maikantakat
will be written above the last consonant. Since there are no final consonant clusters in Lao, you are to pronounce only the first final consonant in the last syllable. Look at these examples and listen to the pronunciation. Number one.
Viengchan.
Number two. Number 2.
สัญญาหลัก
Number 3.
พระจันทร
์ Number 4.
การสอราช
Frame 647. In every language, there are words that may vary slightly or markedly in pronunciation from most other words in the language. These words may be used, 1, when one is excited, in pain, or in some other emotional situation. Words of this type are frequently called exclamations, such as ouch or whee, etc. Or these words may be used when one is describing the sound of some action. An example in English is peep peep, which is used to talk about the sound made by small chickens. Words of this type are frequently said twice in succession. Words of these two types, that is, exclamations and onomatopoetic words, occur in Lao also. They may have an entirely different pitch contour than other words, or they may have a pitch contour that is different from the pitch contour that usually occurs with that type of syllable. Either of these cases will call for a different spelling. Frame 648. Look at this word and listen to the pitch contour. Number 1.
God.
You probably notice that it has
my to
above it and is pronounced with high falling pitch contour. Now look at this word and listen to its pronunciation. Number 2.
God.
As you can see, this pair of words is identical in shape, except that the first member of the pair has
my to
above it. The first member is pronounced with high falling pitch contour, and the second with low falling pitch contour. The first word is an onomatopoetic word and refers to a scratching or gnawing sound made by a rat. The second word means to hug or embrace. Listen as the two words are pronounced in pairs, number 1 and number 2.
God, God.
The rule that appertains here is that when
my to
is written above a syllable beginning with mid-class initial consonant, it is pronounced with high falling pitch contour, regardless as to whether it is a closed or open syllable. Look at the formula here. Frame 649. Look at these words, all of which belong to the special class of onomatopoetic words, and read them. Number 1.
Go.
Number 2.
God.
Number 3.
Deep.
Number 4.
Gok.
Number 5.
Joke.
Number 6.
Jot.
Number 7.
Good.
Number 8.
God.
Number 9.
God.
Number 10.
Chat.
Number 11.
Toa.
Number 12. The spelling of this word should be
Sarao Toyo Maito.
Now read it.
Yo.
Frame 650. Write these words as you hear them read on the tape. Number 1.
Toa.
Number 2.
Jot.
Number 3.
Go.
Number 4.
Yo.
Number 5.
Good.
Number 6.
Dad.
Number 7.
God.
Number 8.
Joe.
Now check your answers. Number 4 is spelled incorrectly. It should be spelled
Sara o to yo mai tho to vo.
Now check your answers. Frame 651. Look at number 1 and listen to the pitch contour as it is read.
Ja.
The pitch contour of this syllable is extra high. The strange looking symbol above
to jo
is called
mai tri.
It is actually the number 3 written in Sanskrit. It is used to indicate this special pitch contour. Now listen to number 2.
Ja.
What is the pitch contour? High. Now listen as number 1 and number 2 are read in pairs.
Ja. Ja.
The first word means something like boo. The second refers to incomplete action. Something like will in English and will go. Complete this formula based on what you've just learned. The answer is mid-class consonants with
Maitri
above them are pronounced with extra high pitch contour. Frame 652. Read these words. Number 1.
Yep.
Number 2.
Bu.
Number 3.
Kop.
Number 4.
Di.
Number 5.
Ja.
Number 6.
Chua.
Number 7.
De.
Number 8.
Cook.
Number 9.
Ba.
Frame 653. Write these words in the spaces provided. Number 1.
Cook.
Number 2.
Ja.
Number 3.
Da.
Number
4. Ja.
Number 5.
Bu.
Check your answers. Frame 654. Look at this word and listen to the pitch contour.
Ba.
What is the pitch contour on this word? It's low rising. The sign that is written above
Tu bo
is called
Mai chat ta va.
It is actually a four. Whenever it is written above a syllable with mid-class initial consonant, the syllable has low-rising pitch contour. This is shown in the formula below. Frame 655. Read these words. Number 1.
Oui.
Number 2.
Yo.
Number 3.
Ba.
Number 4.
Day.
Frame 656. Write these words as you hear them read. Number 1.
Day.
Number 2.
Ba.
Number 3.
Yo.
Number 4.
Oui.
Now check your answers. Frame 657. Here's a special tone chart to cover the cases we've been dealing with. Put the words above the chart in the correct places in the chart. When you're finished, check your answer. This is the end of tape 77, Reading Lao, a programmed introduction, Foreign Service Institute.